Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Hanson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Your weekend edition of For the Birds. As we get closer and closer to March.
I love it.
Yeah, good old March.
It's light. Like, how many hours of daylight do we have now, Hanson? It's so nice.
We're getting close to 12:12 or something like that. It seems like it. I'm not sure. But it's well past 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I know that.
So, yeah.
So.
And yeah, I can walk the dog before 7 o'clock even. So.
Absolutely. Awesome. And we're approaching in the midst of sugaring season. We had some mild temperatures earlier this week. Even got up into the 40s in some places. I think the first time it reached 40 in Vermont for 2021.
Oh, wow. All right. So yeah. Are some people sugaring already?
Oh, absolutely. People are tapped and ready to go, and the sap is flowing in some parts, depending where you are, depending on the wind, depending on the temperature, depending on the snow depth. It's all that good stuff. But, right around town meeting days when is sort of the traditional time where people are ready to go and are itching to go, and we're turning, that sweet sap into Vermont maple. So kind of cool.
Nice.
We're also hearing reports of Bohemian waxwings.
Yeah, we were talking about this. We've talked about this a couple times that it's been a quiet winter so far for a Bohemian waxwing, which is a visitor from the north. And some winters they're here, some winters they're not. And we had that interesting prediction from Matt Young as part of the winter finch forecast that later in the winter, we might start seeing more Bohemian waxwings. I think I even mentioned this last week. And just over the course of this week, there's been this flurry of Bohemian waxwing sightings around Vermont, including right here in Montpelier. So anyway, I was excited to see these birds. They're a nice treat because they look similar to cedar waxwing, but they're only here in the winter. They make a lovely sound, and they're just a cool bird. So it's fun to see them showing up more in Vermont just in the past week or two.
It has to be one of the most elegant, sort of stately birds. Almost at times can look a little angry, but it's all very, lots of color and so forth.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that angry look. I don't know if it's the black mask they wear. So they look a lot like cedar waxwings. They're a little bit bigger. They both have that really elegant crest. They both have a black mask. They both species have the yellow band at the end of the tail. But there's a few differences. So if you see a flock of waxwings, your first question is, do we have Bohemian or cedar here? And it can be both in the same flock. But what you look for is the pattern on the wing. So Bohemian waxwings have this yellow and white pattern in the wing. It's a more intricate pattern compared to cedar waxwing. They also have gray underparts compared to more yellowish, lemony yellow on a cedar waxwing. And then the Bohemian waxwing also has chestnut-colored undertail covering. So underneath the tail, not the tail itself, but underneath the tail, it's this rufous chestnut color. So there's actually, it's pretty easy to tell them apart if you get a good look.
Yeah, and there'll be a flock of them. So there'll be, 10, 15, 20, 25, 50. So big flocks of them usually.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think I saw a flock near the Gateway Park in Montpelier last weekend, and there was about 60 or so that I counted. But then sometimes you just see, I saw a group of four a few days later, and those birds were really interesting. They were at the top of a tall, I think it was a cottonwood, near the North Branch. I'm sorry, near the Winooski, near Middlesex Village. And they were at the top of this tree, and they seemed to be fly catching. They were flying out. They're fruit eaters. So these birds were flying out, seeming to catch something in the air and then flying back to the tree. And I saw this multiple times. So this was on one of those warmer days. So I don't know if there was something hatching out of the river, maybe stoneflies, winter stoneflies or something like that. But clearly these birds, which are normally eating fruit in the winter, were taking advantage of some kind of insect that was in the air.
Good stuff. The Bohemian waxwing. Downtown Montpelier, you can see him downtown Montpelier. I've seen him in front of the movie theater before.
Yeah, the Hungerbound Co-op in Montpelier, too, another spot where they've been seen recently. Yeah, they're something of an urban bird because they love the ornamental crab apples we plant in villages and towns. And so you often see them, you know, right downtown or in a village. You can see them out more in the countryside, too, but they're going to be looking for fruit to eat. So high bush cranberry, other viburnums, crab apples are a definite favorite. But the nice thing is you can see them possibly where you work, if you work in a village or in a town or in Montpelier.
Absolutely, the Bohemian waxwing. And the key difference between the cedar waxwing, and we have cedar waxwings in the summertime, and we can see cedar waxwings in the winter as well. But the key part for the Bohemian waxwing is you got to look under the tail, right? That's the key part that distinguishes them from the cedar waxwing and the Bohemian waxwing.
Yeah, get a good look at the undertail cover. It's there, this distinctive chestnut color that is not present at all on the cedar waxwing. If you can't see that very well, look for this white slash on the wing. Even from a distance, you can see that the belly isn't yellow. It's gray. It's not, doesn't have those yellow, warm tones of the cedar waxwing. So, a couple different field marks you can use. I think the Bohemian, too, is a little bigger. So, keep that in mind, too, especially if you see a flock that might be both Bohemian and cedar waxwing. Look for the bigger birds in the flock, and those might be Bohemian, to get a look at those other field marks.
So they could be traveling together, huh? Huh?
They can, absolutely. Yeah, they're often in single-species flocks, but I have seen mixed flocks as well.
All right, the Bohemian waxwing. And they're coming north to south, is that correct? They're normally up in the Canada northern regions?
Yeah, they're up in the boreal parts of Canada. I assume they go all the way up to Alaska as well. And, kind of the same range as the pine grosbeak. And, pine grosbeak has a lot of the same habits as the Bohemian waxwing, fruit eaters in the winter. So sometimes you see mixed flocks of Bohemian waxwings and pine grosbeaks. Or somebody could even throw a robin in there this time of year, too. Robins are fruit eaters in the winter as well. And we've been seeing a lot of those around.
Well, we're getting ready. We've already had some sightings of red-winged blackbirds and phoebes across Vermont in February. So we're on the cusp here. I know March can be a long month with lots of snow, but the light is certainly different, and the earth is warming and the sun is changing, and we're getting there.
And the birds are singing. Definitely hearing chickadees and nuthatches singing, woodpeckers drumming, so those long days are triggering hormones, and birds are starting to sing. And I'm waiting for that first brown creeper. I always look forward to that first creeper song I hear in the woods.
Good stuff. All right, been talking about waxwings, the cedar waxwing, and the good old Bohemian waxwing. We've got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.